Now, look at me, everyone. Do you really think Maxine Waters is calling for violence? Maxine Waters is not calling for violence. Everyone knows that. She makes a lot of people uncomfortable, especially a lot of men, and quite frankly, especially a lot of white men, because she puts them in her place. She tells you, shut up.
That's Don Lemon. He is he's one of the dumber people in all of media also, along with Megilla Gorilla, of course, who may be the dumbest. Fredo Cuomo. Oh, a little cat-scratch fever. You're leading me to the story, I think, Michael. The headline in The Independent out of the UK, the United Kingdom. Ted Nugent tests positive for coronavirus after calling pandemic a scam. He called it a scam, and then he tested positive for it. I thought I was dying, says Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent is a well-known nut. He's fun most of the time, and almost all the time. And he's kind of a funny guy, but he's a little bit of a nut too. Musician Ted Nugent, cat scratch fever and more, has tested positive for coronavirus months after he said the virus was not a real pandemic, end quote. Quote, unquote, his Christmas message on social media, was all about that. So Ted Nugent has now tested positive for the Woo. And I should mention also that Glenn Greenwald, since we were talking about Glenn Greenwald, he had to flee the news organization that he started himself because it was taken over by lying leftists. He's a truthful leftist, and he had to leave the old, I won't even plug them, but he's now at Substack. It sounds like a sandwich shop. Substack, where the meat stacked high. Greenwald at Substack.com, and he is he's a truth-seeking guy. That's what he's looking for, is the truth. And I'll give him credit for that. He's not your typical run-of-the-mill anything, really, but he's a good guy. Ted Nugent, on the other hand, but he's a fun NRA and all that good stuff. and he says some crazy things from time to time. There's no doubt about it. But now he's tested. He was making fun of it back then. And the Newsweek has pandemic denier. Ted Nugent tests positive for COVID. Quote, I thought I was going to die. I thought I was dying, is the actual quote. And I don't know if he's pandemic denier. Is he a pandemic? Saying it's not a real pandemic, that could be a semantic debate. 72 years old, and yesterday at one point he said he could hardly crawl out of bed after being struck with harsh symptoms of the disease. In a Facebook live broadcast, the Wango Tango singer said, everybody told me I should not announce this, he said. And an earlier live, but Christmas 2020, Nugent downplayed the COVID-19 pandemic and mocked vaccines against the disease. He said, we don't earmark a safety net during a scamming pandemic. He said, it's not a real pandemic, and it's not a real vaccine, he said. And then he said, I could hardly crawl out of bed. Why do we shut down for COVID-1? Why don't we shut down for COVID-1 through COVID-18, he said on a Facebook Live thing. And now he says he got really sick. I got a good friend, Navy Captain, now retired Navy Captain Kevin, who got very, very sick and lung capacity in the hospital briefly, great difficulties. Also, my friend Laura, her daughter, who's a college athlete, got the Woo, and she lost 40% of lung capacity, and she's gained about 20% back. She's still about 20% down on lung capacity. So he was making fun of it, and then he got sick, and he said, he did go on and on, apparently, about it. But now he's saying he got sick as a dog, could barely crawl out of bed because it hit some people hard and some people not so hard. I have two nieces in Chicago that both got it, and they one basically had no symptoms at all. The other felt bad for a day and then was back. They're teenagers, so wasn't a real big thing for them. All right, let's get back to the phony baloney news media. And let me say this also. I want to apologize to Chip because we just had this, what they call a hard break. You know, the commercial is going to start whether we want it to or not. I wanted to let him talk for as long as we could let him talk. He's disputing some of the, and that's fine. That's good. That's in my America, we actually get to discuss these things and even debate them. And not everyone has to agree on everything. Remember that? Remember normal? Because that's normal. And Chip and I could sit down and drink beer and talk about this stuff and, never raise a voice because remember normal. Remember normal. And I have friends, career CIA friends, I won't go into it. But nevertheless, you get to be in the CIA and you get to have opinions. And you get to know stuff, too. Sometimes stuff that you can't talk about. It's all true. So, Chip, thank you for calling in and thank you for the contribution. I'm sorry I didn't have a bigger window to go on and on. Because I do like to go on and on. You may have noticed. Today is 420, also, Michael Piercy pointed out. And then I've got to say, I got texts about it, too. 420 is a big marijuana day. Nobody knows exactly why, 420. But the 420 is kind of a code for people that smoke pot. 420, dude, like they start smoking pot at 420 in the afternoon. And the date today is 420, April 20th, of course. And that is, and there are all kinds of stories, a California police code for pot, it's not. There are all kinds of fake urban legends about why 420 is a marijuana thing, and nobody's got a good answer to it because I think they forgot. You know, they used to know what it was, but they forgot. Something like that. It's also Hitler's birthday, but I don't think that has anything to do with the pot thing. So we got that. All right, let's go to, because I just wanted to get to some of this audio of the crazy news media on Officer Brian Sicknick's tragic death by stroke at the age of 42. And this is CNN, a little mashup of what CNN was saying about it.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
It was Manderson Pooper, the second one. I don't know the first one, but this is and that was the story they were spreading. And then that story fell apart, and CNN actually reported on it. One of their guys did. I can't remember who. But they buried it. They didn't report it. They didn't talk about it. It was just on a website thing. I think he went on TV once, said it once at some hour where nobody was watching, as usual. MSNBC, they never cleared up the story. They never retracted. They never went on and said, wait a minute, stop the presses. This has all been wrong. Now here's the truth. And they're not doing that again today. They didn't do it again yesterday as well. Because the lie is out there. And most people will believe the lie forever, right? So MSDNC with their little mashup.
They beat a Capitol Police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
That's right. Now, yesterday, well, we got another legal analyst here, too, who's a clown on MSDNC. This guy on MSDNC, actually blamed President Trump and thought that he should be charged with murder and held legally liable for the tragic death of Officer Brian Sicknick a day after the riots. He died of a stroke. And on NBC News, MSNBC, they wanted President Trump brought up on charges for the tragic death of the 42-year-old Brian Sicknick.
Here's the thing. It's a murder trial because Brian Sicknick was killed by that angry mob. In a court of law, you know, there's this thing called the felony murder rule. I contend Donald Trump committed the felony of inciting an insurrection. And, you know, the legal consequences that flow from that is Donald Trump would be held criminally liable for any crimes that resulted, like the murder of Brian Sicknick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Right. That's that's it. Also, when the Washington Post, which was given the story by the Washington, D.C. medical examiner, so they could spin it for the Democrat Party, I asked Michael Piercy to tweet out the story or link to the story so that everybody could see that, I've been right all along and the media has been lying to you all along, as I point out on an almost daily basis. Delete almost. And angry lefties, angry crazy lefties tweeted back at me like, First of all, somebody including John Berman at CNN, and I don't understand that at all. Chris Plant Show, you and your employer lie with an ease that is disturbing at the least. I'm sorry, we just provided you with a Washington Post story that revealed that I've been telling you the truth the whole time. CNN, NBC, and the Washington Post and the New York Times have been lying to you the whole time. And then your response is, you know, I mean, again, I'm proven correct here. And this lefty, Molen Labe, says, you and your employer lie with ease, and that is disturbing at the least. Now, your brain is broken. I also got one from a former CNN colleague of mine, Albert Cherto. I always like Albert Cherto, and he said he's a good guy. I still like him if I saw him today. He tweeted back at us, so I guess the insurrection was okay? No, that's not actually what tweeting out the Washington Post story says at all, Albert, but that's okay. Albert's a great guy. He's a really fun guy. He never stops smiling. But he's been misled by the news media, and he's wrong. No, I've never said the insurrection was okay. I said the people that assaulted the police should be held legally liable. People that didn't engage in violence were just there at a peaceful protest. It was mostly peaceful, just by the way, and it was mostly peaceful. And a police officer was not killed that day and was not murdered. Now, also talking to my friend Pat, can you say that he would have had the stroke anyway that day? No, you can't say that. That perhaps the violence and the mayhem helped or contributed to bringing on the stroke? Well, the medical examiner says that's not the case. But I don't know that you can say that with absolute certainty. I don't think you can. But we can now say with certainty that, according to the medical examiner, that Officer Sicknick had blood clots, plural, in the base of his brain that caused the stroke. So would that have been caused days later? There's also something flying around now that he had received a vaccine beforehand, but I've seen nothing. That's an internet thing as far as I know so far. And another one, Wes. So I didn't say the insurrection was okay. And it's not an insurrection unless every riot that the Democrats have held for the last year can also be fairly described as an insurrection. Again, they called it a deadly armed insurrection. It was two people died of heart attacks, one died of a drug overdose. It's deadly in that a Capitol Police officer shot and killed Ashley Babbitt without using a taser or pepper spray or a nightstick or, you know, the heel of a hand to stop her. Just shot her and killed her dead. The media is good with that. That's kosher. That's a clean kill. You know, but if you're an ex-convict that's beating a woman when the cops show up, like in Kenosha, you assault the cops, grab a knife, disobey all orders, and then you get shot. Well, then that guy's the hero of the story in Kenosha, right? That's the thing. It's subjective because their brains are broken. And we got somebody, Wes, you're a bad person and you cannot be trusted. You mean because I was right the whole time, I cannot be trusted? And CNN can be trusted because they lied to you the whole time? Is that the thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then crazy Cherno blog. How stupid are you? Tweets. Because we tweeted out the Washington Post story. Yes, that may be the cause of death. Well, isn't that what's the issue here? But what caused the strokes? Well, I just addressed that. Could it have been the mob of idiots like you, that may have led to the strokes? Beep off, you useless waste of saggy old skin, grinning like an oath keeper. They become angry when the truth comes up because the left is anti-truth. And they're rank-and-file lunatics who are planning on rioting very soon. They're also anti-truth. You know, the truth is the left is a violent political party. The Democrat Party is the left. And the Democrat Party is a violent political party, and they've made daily political violence normal in the United States. Now, can I say that? Because that's true. I'll take that to court. I can prove that in court. That's true. Now, let's face it. Taking trips to the post office right now, probably not the way you want to be spending your day. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online with Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay a whole lot less money because they give you discounted rates. Whether you're a small office, you send out some invoices, maybe you're an online seller, you ship out orders. You could be a giant warehouse sending out thousands of packages every day. Stamps.com has got you covered. Boy, do they. With Stamps.com, you also get discounted rates. Listen to this. Up to 40% off of post office rates. Up to 62% off of UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those old 20th century expensive postage meters. Come on, join us here in the 21st century. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your money going to the post office. Go with Stamps.com instead. There's no risk for you. And with my promo code PLANT, you get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale with no long-term commitments or contracts for you. Nuh-uh. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone on the top of the homepage, type in PLANT, P-L-A-N-T-E. That's Stamps.com. The promo code is PLANT. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. There it is. So there it is. The, you know, the Democrats, they just don't like the truth. And that means the random idiots out there, too. So they attack you. You tell the truth. You know, I've been right the whole time. They've been lied to the whole time. And they prefer the lie. Over time, you come to love the lie. It's like being in an abusive relationship. Democrat rank-and-file Democrats across the nation are in an abusive relationship with their party, which lies to them, deceives them, abuses them, and then, you know, tells you to say, thank you, sir, may I have another. And for the most part, they do.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Now, the crazy left is planning on rioting no matter what because they're a violent mob political party. That's the Democrat Party. They've been sacking and burning and looting our cities for months and months now. The media covers it up for them to a very large extent, telling you it's mostly peaceful. Crazy lunatics in Santa Rosa, California, attacked the former home of a defense witness, use of force expert, former police officer Barry Broad. Used to live in Santa Rosa, California, and he testified on behalf of Officer Chauvin in Minneapolis. So left-wing mob attacked his home with a severed pig's head. There was another severed pig's head the other day the Democrats had, and they threw the severed pig's head and covered the front of the house with blood, like the movie Carrie. Lefties in Denver protesting yesterday with this chant.
No prison! No walls! No USA!
Yeah, when I was in Portland, they would actually follow you all the way out until you got to the river.
There are Democrats that are chanting, no prisons, no walls, no USA at all. You know, they like to burn the flag. They're carrying Soviet hammer and sickle posters and stuff. In New Jersey, speaking of pigs' heads, the Democrats were marching and chanting this.
The pig! The pig! The pig!
We had to bleep the F word. The pigs is the chant. These are Democrats marching in Jersey City. F the pigs. F the pigs. A severed pig's head. Where was the severed pig's head on a pike the other day? Was that in Minneapolis? And then it was in Minneapolis. Then we got the severed pig's head in Santa Rosa, California.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
You know, the Democrats love to riot, let's be honest. The Democrat Party is the party of riots. Republican Party, one riot in 300 years. Democrat Party, 300 riots in 1 year. And who gets the reputation? The Republican Party. You know why? Filthy, rotten, stinking, dirty, corrupt news media. Fake journalists. That's why. Because they lie about everything. They lie about the mostly peaceful protests of the Democrats. We have mostly peaceful T-shirts and hats and coffee mugs. You can sit there with a coffee. And it's a Chris Plant Show logo on one side and then mostly peaceful on the other side. Good stuff. On the T-shirt, we have a tasteful Chris Plant logo on the sleeve and then mostly peaceful on the chest. Good stuff. You know, we're not the people going around with severed pig's heads on pikes, throwing buckets of blood like John Travolta in the movie Carrie onto the homes of random unsuspecting people in Santa Rosa, California. No, that's the Democrat Party, because a former police officer who's now a use of force expert who testified in the trial in Minnesota, he testified in the trial. So lefties, they went and they searched on the internet. Al Gore's amazing internet, peace be upon him. He is truly a blessed person. And we're blessed to live in the same time as Al Gore. They think they're saints. They really do. And so the left, Democrats, they went on Al Gore's amazing internet. They searched for a home address for Barry Broad. They found an old home address where he hasn't lived for years and hasn't even lived in California for years, because he's no fool. He's not so stupid. And so the Democrats went over there with buckets of blood and threw buckets of blood all over the front of the house, and then left the severed pig's head in front of some random person's house who had nothing to do with anything. But that's the Democrat Party. And you know what? CNN is fine with that. The CNN fankers, that's the short for fake anchors. It's a portmanteau. They're fankers. And no, it's not like the other thing. And so they, you know, that's what they do. And they're planning on rioting. They've got riots planned for the near future, because the jury has adjourned. They've adjourned, you know. Also, I think I started this and I never finished it. The Washington Post, with their story right next to the story about the autopsy in the Metro section, the B section. It's not big news. They want to bury it, as they so often do. And in today's paper, I did mention it, the bitterly contested election, two deadly attacks on the Capitol in less than 3 months. Well, one attack on the Capitol was deadly because Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by a police officer who remains unnamed. Remains unnamed. What is this, Michael? We got a Twitter from somebody saying, I should do my job and go get the name of the police officer. I don't think technically that's in my job description, but we'll see what we can do. And, you know, but we're not going to go over with severed pig's heads to his house like the left. We're not going to dox him, as they say, and threaten his family's life, which is normal for the Democrats. They go over and break the windows at a mob at Senator Lindsey Graham's house on Capitol Hill. A mob went over to Tucker Carlson's house to threaten his family. That's perfectly normal for Democrats. And the media, they're fine with that because it's not them. You know, it's not their families. And they don't care about their families anyway. I know. I grew up in a media family. So I know about these things. All right, let's just a little reminder. Number 24 from Lafayette Park. This was the insurrection launched by the Democrats against the White House. It went on for days. For days. And it was extremely violent. More than 100 police officers were injured. That's just from the U.S. Park Police and the U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division. More than 100 police officers injured. Days of violent riots. Storming the White House, the president and the first family were evacuated. And the media said that was mostly peaceful. They set historic St. John's Church on fire. They pre-positioned bats and metal rods, frozen water bottles, frozen cans to attack the police with. And CNN, remember recently, just last week, they had this guy with the can of soup. And they were smiling and winking at the camera and yucking it up with the protester, Tiger. He said his name was Tiger. And they're threatening the police with metal cans of soup. You know, President Trump pointed out that they were using cans of soup. And the news media attacked him and ridiculed him for telling the truth, because when you tell the truth, the media and the left, they become angry.
Cans of soup. Soup. And they throw the cans of soup. That's better than a brick, because you can't throw a brick. It's too heavy. But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right?
Yes, sir.
And then when they get caught, they say, no, this is soup for my family.
That's right.
You're so innocent. This is soup for my family.
That's right. And and he was telling the truth about that. And the left, they do this in order to injure people, the police, and to provoke, and then they become the victims. And then Washington Post gave President Trump four Pinocchios for the can of soup thing, and of course it's true. And the Washington Post gives you four Pinocchios for telling the truth, and then they lie. They lie about everything. Kessler, I'm sorry, at the Washington Post. He lies. He's the fake fact checker. He's not a real fact checker. He's just a Democrat, and he's a fraud. He's a fake. He's not a journalist. He's a Democrat hack and a stooge and a toady. And all the violence of the Democrat Party. You know, one of the reasons for the riot at the Capitol is the fact that conservatives, regular Americans, veterans, people that have the American flag in front of their homes, that don't burn them, people that don't demand that the thin blue line flag be taken down from the front of police stations. You know, normal people. Remember normal. We have those T-shirts at the Chris Plant store, too, and coffee mugs. Remember normal. Somebody's going to have to keep normal alive so we can bring it back. Normal. Got to, you know, normal. I don't normally like to go back. I like to go forward. But let's go forward together to normal. Yeah, Washington Post gave him four Pinocchios for that. They gave him four Pinocchios for saying that the Russians put bounties on the heads of Americans. And they gave him four Pinocchios for saying that. And then it turned out last week that President Trump was telling the truth and the Washington Post was lying their rumpuses off again, because that's what they do. They're not a legitimate news organization. They're frauds. Speaking of not being a legitimate news organization, let's go to Barack Obama. Barack Obama announced a big initiative today, big announcement from Barack Obama, that they want to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to glorify Barack Obama. That's the big idea here, to praise Barack Obama. And they're planning on raising $400 million, Chicago fundraising effort, to build the Obama Presidential Center and to invest in the South Side and the Southwest Side of Chicago, where the murder rate is worse than it is in Afghanistan and Iraq. and it disproportionately impacts African Americans. And Maxine Waters has nothing to say about that. Only George Floyd's life matters. All right. The 7-year-old girl that was shot and killed while sitting in the back seat of her father's car, waiting in line at a McDonald's drive-thru in Chicago a couple of days ago, her life does not matter to Black Lives Matter. They're too busy buying houses and, you know, millions of dollars in real estate. And Maxine Waters is too busy calling for violence and all that stuff to care. But Barack Obama announcing a $400 million initiative, $75 million over 5 years to fund the effort on the south side and the west side of Chicago. That is a drop in the bucket. The city already spends much more than that. That's fake. That's a fig leaf. That's President Obama. And here's President Obama yesterday. We got the video yesterday, the audio yesterday, saying that rich people and powerful people, you know, the people that he hangs out with, from his $14 million oceanfront estate, he's not worried about the rise of the oceans because that was all a fake, too. And, you know, the rise of the oceans. Oh, I'm terrified by the rise of the oceans. Here's Obama yesterday saying this is why you should want to be vaccinated.
Look, if the wealthy and the powerful in our society are all lining up to get shots, that means everybody should know it's a good thing to get.
Because the wealthy and the powerful are being vaccinated. That's why you should get vaccinated, because you live your life envying people on television who have a lot of money. The Obamas are worth hundreds of millions already, way over 100 million just in the first few months. And because, you know, institutional racism or something like that. And so if the wealthy and the powerful are getting vaccine, then obviously you should want to also. Greta von Thunberg, she is the 18-year-old, you know, enviro lunatic that the Democrats believe is a prophet of some kind, a biblical figure of some kind. She's very upset that the United States of America is vaccinating Americans. And we should, and now you can get you're eligible to be vaccinated. Listen to this language, Soviet-style science fiction language. If you're 16 years or older, you're eligible to be vaccinated. And Greta von Thunberg, she's a lunatic, and she thinks she's a deity of some kind because all the adults have told her this, because they killed God. And as Voltaire said, if God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him. And so eco-activist Greta von Thunberg has a new issue, the moral threat of vaccine inequity. And she believes that the United States of America should not be vaccinating Americans, but should be sending the vaccines overseas to vaccinate other people, not younger people in the United States. Greta von Thunberg.
Just with the climate crisis, those who are the most vulnerable need to be prioritized. And global problems require global solutions.
Globalism.
It is completely unethical that high-income countries are now vaccinating young and healthy people if that happens at the expense of people in risk groups and on the front lines in low- and middle-income countries.
That's right.
And this is a moral test. We talk today about showing solidarity, and yet vaccine nationalism, it's what's running the vaccine distribution.
Vaccine nationalism, you see, is unethical and immoral, according to 18-year-old Greta von Thunberg. We call her von Thunberg because she's very Teutonic and Germanic in her manner and her ways, and 90% of her fun is below the waterline. The idea that she's supposed to be listened to by anyone is appalling and embarrassing for Western civilization. But she is basically a brainwashed, indoctrinated, glassy-eyed communist loon, who would fit in perfectly at Davos, flying in on private jets to lecture people about driving Priuses, you know, the usual stuff. How much stuff is there to get to? Because there's a lot of stuff still to get to. It's just crazy how much stuff there is to get to. Let's go to President Trump. Let's go to soundbite number 11. President Trump talking, he was with Sean Hannity last night on the Sean Hannity program on the Fox News Channel, talking about Joe Biden and the border, and how he honestly had everything under control at the border with the countries in Central America and Mexico, everybody working together, effective foreign relations, and the situation was completely under control. And then Biden, whose brain doesn't work at all, just blew everything up and has made it worse for everyone except the cartels, the child rapists, and the human smugglers, and the drug smugglers, too.
My question is this. Imagine, well, first of all, your overall take on how dangerous this is. And number two, imagine if you're president and you have, these are Trump's cages overflowing with kids in the middle of a pandemic, that with a high positivity of COVID. What do you think the media, because there's been virtual silence on a lot of the aspects. I would argue if it was a daycare center, you'd be shut down and charged with child abuse.
They would not stand for it. And they're playing it down as much as they can play it down. It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone.
All he had to do was leave it alone is 100% correct, but instead he decided to blow it up. I should mention also Maxine Waters, since she's calling for riots and all that stuff. She's not specifically calling for riots. She's just using, you know, dog whistles, code language, giving signals to the violent mobs that have been burning and looting in our cities for many months now in their insurrectionist efforts, in many cases armed insurrections. Thousands of police officers injured, billions in damage. Maxine Waters and the Democrats, you know, Pelosi said that Maxine Waters has nothing to apologize about or for. And here's Town Hall, not the Washington Post. Maxine Waters requested police escort before screed advocating for violence. Documents show. And Katie Pavlich at Town Hall got the documents. New documents obtained by Town Hall, not the New York Times, show Democrat Congresswoman Maxine Waters requested an armed police escort to Minneapolis over the weekend, where she called for violent activists to, quote, stay in the streets, end quote, during protests against law enforcement. Waters flew from Dulles International Airport to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on April 17th, days ahead of the verdict of George Floyd officer Derek Chauvin, pardon me. And she went on to ask for a police escort. She's saying crazy things, and she wanted armed men with guns to escort her. Law enforcement, while this anti-police movement that the Democrats have undertaken, and just amazing, amazing stuff. Let's take a break here, Michael, just amazing stuff. The Democrat Party is violent and toxic to our culture. Did you see the letter? I'm not going to have time to get to it. Written by a police officer saying he's had it and other police officers should just walk away from the job. Go do something else. The Democrats attacking you and no community support from elected Democrats in big cities. Stabbing you in the front, stabbing you in the back, stabbing you in the side. The violent mobs on the streets. The soup cans, the frozen bottles of water. The bleach, you see it was bleach the New York City police officer had thrown in his face by a Democrat who then threw a Molotov cocktail at a police car, had five more Molotov cocktails in his car. Perfectly normal. The Democrats have normalized all of this. This is normal Democrat Party behavior in 2021. The midterm elections cannot come soon enough.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
There's a woman named Kim Brown who is on the Real News Network. She's got a show called Burn It Down with Kim Brown. She's a violent criminal leftist who wants to destroy the world. But she's got this, show, the Real News Network. Listen to her. She's a Democrat.
For the record, I support all that shit. I support them looting the damn Dollar Tree. I support the looting of what other shit did they loot? Like the Advanced Auto Parts. I remember last year they looted Target. I support all that shit. Loot all that shit. Do you know why? Because black people and marginalized and oppressed people loot every store in this whole country for 200 years. It would not even come close to the debt that America owes us. Tear all that shit up. Tear it up.
That's right. Tear it up.
Because
that's right.
Really, that's the language. That's the only language this country understands.
It is. Yeah, that's seems like a good thing. Let's go. And then there's this. Here's Gloria Pan. She is a left-winger, and she wants to take everybody's guns away. She's in Virginia. This is part of the Democrat plan.
We have a culture of gun ownership that is based on white supremacy.
It's based on what? Gun ownership is based on white supremacy. I had bacon and eggs for breakfast today, based on white supremacy, I'm pretty sure. I didn't really have bacon and eggs today. I had Cheerios. I had Cheerios this morning for lunch. That's it. Now, the Democrats, here's what's going on in Washington today. There is a marijuana advocate by the name of Adam Eidinger. And, you know, pot is legal in Washington, D.C. You can walk into stores and buy marijuana with money and walk out. You have to pretend you're buying a little piece of art or a T-shirt or something, and then you walk out with your pot. Today, Adam Eidinger and his team have more than 4,300 joints because it's 420, April 20th, and 420 is their secret code word. They speak in code. We don't. More than 4,300 joints have been distributed to 86 teams of volunteers, pound-signed joints for jabs. Here's the thing. They're going to vaccination sites, and you have to show your vaccination card. Here's another thing. It's the new Jim Crow. It's the vaccination passport. And they're handing out free joints. Now, why 4,300 joints if it's 420? Shouldn't it be 4,200 joints? I think they got stoned. They lost count. They rolled too many joints. So they're handing out free joints in Washington. You know, since pot has been legal in Washington, D.C., there's really no discernible difference in behavior at all.